This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is holding off on his State of the City address. He was supposed to give it later this month. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says a Hilton America's hotel downtown was going to host the event, but workers remain on strike for a second week.
In a statement, Whitmire said he canceled the event out of respect for the ongoing contract negotiations between Hilton and union workers. A union representative welcomed Whitmire's support, saying they have continued to call on Hilton to make an agreement that addresses their needs. The strike has gained some national attention, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders voicing his support in a social media post on Wednesday. Sanders says he sent a letter to Hilton asking them to pay the workers a fair wage. The strike at the hotel began on Labor Day and has been extended through September 20th. Workers are calling for pay raises of at least $23 an hour. A Hilton spokesperson said the company was committed to negotiating in good faith. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
Texas Congressman Morgan Luttrell says he won't seek re-election when his term ends next year. Luttrell represents the 8th Congressional District, which is north of the Woodlands. He was first elected in 2023. A group of naked cyclists will ride through East Downtown Houston Saturday night. They're promoting body positivity and protesting the lack of cyclist protections across much of the city. They're also against the removal of bike infrastructure on Austin Street. Michael Coy is a partner with the event.
The nudity is to demonstrate our vulnerability when on a bicycle. Naked's not simply a lack of clothing. It's the lack of steel protection afforded to drivers of automobiles. And we are trying to make a point of that vulnerability by being naked.
The event is part of the World Naked Bike Ride. It's a global event dating back over two decades. Astros baseball this afternoon, they fell to the Blue Jays in Toronto 6-0. Clear skies this evening, low near 75. Tomorrow's high should be around 93. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.